if you look at Miami, three of their last four games have been real scares against lesser football teams. They have, and I don't watch all Miami football, but you can argue that they're either playing down to their opponent or they're not as good.
They play a lot of close games against no matter what,
and it is really close. And so I think Duke right there has a chance to upset number five in the country, Miami, which a lot of people think right now, by the way, that Miami is a top one or two team in the country. I think that's a monster game for me. And the same sentiment here, the Florida Georgia game. You know, Florida's 4-3, local product, DJ Lagway quarterbacking.
They play better.
Georgia's had some scares. They lost one, obviously. This is a real chance in that Florida-Georgia matchup that what do they call it? What do they call that?
The largest cocktail party.
Yeah. There's a real chance here that Georgia could get upset because Florida's always got dudes, and now they got a quarterback in DJ Lagway that's got a little different gear, a little different ability, and it's not his first start, right? He's got a few games under his belt, so that one could get interesting. I think those two matchups for me are good TV, man. One ACC matchup and one SEC matchup.
All right, Tyler, the big game around here. How you feeling today, Tyler, as A&M travels? Listen, they come up with a huge win, and now they travel on the road. They're in the top 10 now. They travel on the road. And as we described it earlier this week, a tricky South Carolina team that had Alabama on the ropes in Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. a team that had LSU on the ropes at home, lost by three. A pretty good football. They blew out Oklahoma last week. How you feeling today as you head into that game tomorrow?
Man, I'm a bit nervous. I can't
lie.
Do we
know who's starting at quarterback yet? Or is Elko still keeping it close to the vest?
I haven't really kept an eye on it the last 24 hours or so, but I don't. I want to say we don't know yet.
Yeah, I think he's really playing the gamesmanship thing.
Yeah.
Now with them.
Yeah. But the thing is with that, and I really am nervous because this just feels, man, it feels like one of those Texas A&M football games of years past, and hopefully it changes now. But it feels like one of those games of years past that going in, you should have all the confidence in the world to an extent. But this feels like not quite a trap game, but something to that degree. Do you know what I'm saying? It just, I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous for the number 10 Aggies going into South Carolina.
It feels like, I think what Tyler is thinking, Clint, is it feels like a game in which you just came off a heavily emotional big game against LSU that you put so much into, and then you go on the road to a team that's putting a lot into the game that they're playing with you coming into town, and you know they got talent and athletes, and you just don't know how these guys are going to come in this game. This is one of the nerve-wracking type of games for a fan.
Yeah, the maroon and white right now, man. I mean, it's just, it's got me a little nervous over here. I'm a nervous Nelly. It shouldn't be, but it is.
This is not Jimbo Fisher's Aggies, boys.
You feel good about it?
I feel really good about it. Mike Elko, I think that's a different, obviously culture, different day in, day out vibe with that organization. And this is the game. Last week was the win. To me, last week was the win. I said it. I think it's the biggest win at A&M since Johnny beat Saban. And that win last week established A&M as a obviously record-wise at the top of the SEC, but as the way in which they were the more physical team in the second half, the way in which they bullied LSU, you can go back and on one hand count how many times LSU's been bullied by somebody other than Alabama. It just doesn't happen very often, and A&M did that. I'm very confident in Mike Elko and his crew going in there. I like South Carolina. I like their quarterback, but I'm really confident that this is not Jimbo Fisher's Aggies. This is a different A&M football team. I think they go in there and handle their business.
All right, we'll see.
In fact, Tyler, I want $100 on the Aggies.
Okay,
I can do that for you right now. Actually,
I want $100 on the Aggies.
You want minus three?
Put it in there now before you fill it up, huh?
Minus three or money line?
No, minus three.
Gotcha. I'll lock you in.
I mean, money line would be fine, but I believe it happens. I believe it happens at a big number.
I'll view them different. If they win this comfortably, they're mature enough to go in and win this thing comfortably. They got a different feel to them.
Yeah,
they got a different feel to them, and it'll set up a big matchup at the end of the year against Texas.